So we had a passage in the prayers that was read from the Psalms. And both myself and Matt are going to share a little bit of what goes on in the Bible about how human trafficking is not new. The Bible tells us of the story of Joseph, who was sold by his own brothers into slavery. That was in Genesis. Joel records how the defeated nation of Israel was scattered and its people traded. Amos describes poor people being sold, trampled on, denied justice, and oppressed by their own people. Yet God's concern for justice is also made abundantly clear in the Bible. Set free from slavery in Egypt, the Israelites were called to live differently from surrounding nations as God's covenant people. They were never to forget what it was like to be enslaved. In Leviticus, it sets out God's instructions to prepare to ensure protection and provision for the disadvantaged, poor and vulnerable people such as aliens, widows, or people with a disability. The psalmist testifies that God upholds the causes of the oppressed, the hungry, prisoners, those bowed down, aliens, the fatherless, and the widow. We had it read in the prayer. The prophets insist that God loves justice, that's in Isaiah, and call for it to roll on like a river in Amos. And in Micah it tells us the obligation is clear, to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 1 to 7, we read this. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. If anyone causes one of these little ones to stumble, those who believe in me, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to stumble. Such things must come, but woe to the person through whom they come." The disciples at the time were going through a bit of a power struggle. In first century Israel, the role of children was very different to how they are today. The society was very, very male dominant. It was an adult dominant society where children had little value or status. So to say that God would put a lowly child first was unheard of. But Jesus made it very clear that children are an integral part of God's kingdom. And in the upside down world of Jesus, when his priorities are not the same as the world's, it was a shock to think that Jesus would prioritize children. Later in Matthew chapter 19, verse 14, the disciples again are trying to make the children be quiet. And Jesus corrects them, saying, "Let the children come to me. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them." Jesus makes it very clear that he loves children. So what would Jesus think about a child being sold into slavery every 30 seconds? This service hasn't quite been running an hour. When it hits an hour, that would be 120 children. That's about the number in this room. Jesus makes it very clear in verse 6. He rarely gets angry, but here you can feel him explode. You can feel the anger and passion as he rebukes his disciples. Jesus is serious. It's better for us to die an awful death than to hurt or abuse one of his children. And Jesus feels their pain. William Wilberforce, the great politician who forced through the anti-slavery laws, famously said, "You may choose to look the other way, but you can never say again that you did not know." The Bible emphasizes the importance of children, even in a society that did not consider them important. And it's very clear that this morning that is something that we are called on to copy.